Pope Pius XI, of very blessed memory, in his encyclical Casti Connubii, writes this: "The outward expression of love between husband and wife must have as its primary purpose that man and wife help each other day by day in forming and perfecting themselves in the interior life, so that by their partnership in life they may advance ever more and more in virtue, that they may grow in that love towards God and their neighbor, and by God's grace arrive at the summit of perfection, as proved by the example of many saints." That is a very beautiful paragraph about the vocation of marriage. That the vocation of marriage is that man and wife help each other to perfect themselves in the interior life, that interior life of soul, in other words, in our relationship with the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That husband and wife would help each other to advance in virtue. That husband and wife would help each other to grow in love of God and of neighbor, because they go together. That's what we talked about last Sunday, right? And to arrive at last, by God's grace, at the summit of perfection. Now, you could boil all of that down, that beautiful, stunning paragraph, by saying that it is the vocation of man and wife, husband and wife, to help each other to become saints. You can say all of that in that one sentence. It's the vocation of husband and wife to help each other to become saints, to become holy. What's the Latin word for holy? Sanctus. Sanctus. And you can see how we get the English word saint out of that. A saint is somebody who's holy. Your vocation is to help your spouse to become holy. But that's not just the vocation of marriage. It's the special graces given in the sacrament of marriage to help your spouse to do that. But it's also the vocation of parents to help their children to become holy and saintly. It's the vocation of pastors and of the chief pastor, the bishop, to help us to become holy. And really, it's the vocation of friendship to help each other to become holy. The great Carmelite priest, Father William McNamara, says that if you don't become a saint, your life is a failure. But that's true, isn't it? If we don't become a saint, if we don't get to spend eternity in heaven with God forever, then life is a failure. So we have to help each other to become saints. And so I ask myself on this All Saints Day, who am I hanging around? Who am I partners with in this life? Are they helping me to become holy? More like Jesus? Or not? You know, I know in my own life, you know, what priests that I hang around that help me to kind of act more toward my animal side? And what priests I hang around that help me to become more like my angelic side, my divine side. I know what priests that I need to spend more time with because they help perfect me in the interior life. They help me to grow more and more in virtue. I want to be more virtuous when I'm around them. They help me to grow in my love of God and neighbor so that I can arrive at the summit of perfection. Holy people need to hang around holy people. And if you look at the history of saints in the church, I can show you just with a quick look here how many saints help other people to become saints. How about Saints Francis and Claire? Saint Benedict and Saint Scholastica? How about Saint Teresa of Avila and Saint John of the Cross? How about Saint John Bosco and Saint Dominic Savio? How about Saint Francis de Sales and Saint Jean-Francis de Chantal? How about St. Margaret Mary Alacoque and her spiritual director, St. Claude de la Colombier? How about in modern times, St. Pope John Paul II and his very good friend, Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta? I could go on and on. Can you see throughout the history, saints help other people to become saints. These saints helped each other while they were on earth, and now they help us from heaven. They are heavenly friends. How often do I say in sermons, my good friend, St. Therese of Lisieux, my good friend, St. Thomas Aquinas, because I have a friendship with them. I'm hanging around these heavenly friends of mine because by their example and prayers from heaven, they're going to perfect me in the interior life. They're going to help me advance ever more and more in virtue. They're going to help me grow in my love for God and neighbor so that I can arrive with them one day at the summit of perfection. And so we prayed at the beginning of Mass, Almighty and Eternal God, who give us to celebrate in one solemnity the merits of all the saints, we beg you, bestow upon us, through these countless intercessors, the longed-for fullness of thy atoning sacrifice, through Christ our Lord. Amen.